OFM Art Beat. Art Beat.
Joining me in the OFM Art Beat today is curator Samantha Modisenyane. Samantha, welcome to OFM.
Thank you.
We are diving straight in. The NWU Gallery and the NWU Botanical Gardens Gallery hosting Feminism Yamang, Feminism Yetu, and Feminism Yani. What is the feminism exhibition about, Samantha?
I think the exhibition was actually inspired by trying to understand how to present feminism from a South African point of view. So we also, Mashaba and I and other collaborators, we had to think about what kind of understanding we kind of wanted to get from the project. So the exhibition is a representation of us trying to figure that out and looking at spaces that we think speak more to the concept or ideology of feminism.
So what type of media or artworks have you guys used in this exhibition or the artists in this exhibition?
So we have 9 artists in the exhibition. All the works are prints, so we just made copies of original works from artists. We only have 1 artist who contributed a film artwork, and that's Jabu Newman. And we have Jodie Bieber, Helena Owabembe, Teresa Femino, Amy Ayanda in the exhibition. And we thought that all of the artists kind of like, whether intentionally or not, they represented in their works the kind of ideas or that we were thinking of, or the artists that we liked how they work, or the artists that did not make work in a typical way that is expected for female artists. And also, we also looked at artists who also kind of like were like thinking deeply about how they represent themselves as females, or how they represent their female energies. Yeah, I mean, it is a work in process, and yeah, we just tried to include people who were also, whether intentionally or not, were kind of like figuring things out and how, like, working as a female in the arts and using female subjects or in their works also.
Joining me is Samantha Modisenyane, also co-curator Masechaba Moloi. You can head on over to the NWU Botanical Gardens Gallery today. Also online for all the details. Samantha, what is the message you want to share with people who come to view this exhibition?
I think the one thing is be interested. I think people should figure out how they want to represent that, you know, empowerment of females or empowerment of all people, and people who want to figure out what equality is and how to represent that.
How does the Goethe Institute fit into this picture, Samantha?
So the project was originally part of a project called Learning Feminism. So it's an original project from the Goethe Institute. The region is the Sub-Saharan Africa. So they actually supported the project when we first showcased it or presented it in Johannesburg. So the project also was about just presenting or thinking through what African feminism is, particularly South African feminism.
This exhibition is on until the 2nd of September, and you can find the details on the Mid-Morning Magic blog at ofm.co.za. Samantha, thank you very much for your time today, and happy Women's Month.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
OFM Artbeat.